Welcome to the 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. I hope everyone is safe this morning. A number of reported tornadoes across the state yesterday evening killed at least two people. The storms moved in during the afternoon and overnight. Dozens were hurt. Many buildings were damaged or destroyed from the town of Ottawa, about an hour and a half southwest of Chicago, to areas in southern Illinois, from the St. Louis, Missouri area to close to Evansville, Indiana. As those communities clean up, the National Weather Service is sending crews to assess the damage and confirm the tornadoes and their strength. Governor Bruce Rauner activated the State Emergency Operations Center ahead of the storms yesterday. This morning, the governor is in LaSalle County, where one death was reported in Ottawa. Captain David Gualandry is with the Ottawa Police Department and described what happened to the victim there.
They happened to be outside performing some work task when the storm hit. They weren't apparently not able to seek shelter in a timely fashion. One was injured and one was confirmed deceased.
Another person likely killed in the storms was in southern Illinois near Evansville, Indiana. And we're going to check in with the White County Sheriff's Department later on in the hour. And of course, you can stay with this public media station for updates throughout the day. You're listening to The 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. This morning, towns across Illinois are recovering from a series of severe storms and tornadoes that hit at least three different parts of Illinois yesterday and overnight. We know of one confirmed fatality in Ottawa and in LaSalle County, another in the St. Louis area. White County in southern Illinois is another community recovering this morning. We're joined now by Bird Huber. He's a sergeant with the White County Sheriff's Department, about an hour east of Evansville, Indiana. Sergeant, welcome to The 21st. Thanks for taking the time for us this morning.
Thank you.
How are you guys coping this morning? What kind of damage are you all looking at?
Well, we're looking at a lot of electrical lines, electrical poles, structural damage. We did have one fatality, but it's all rural area. Very fortunate it went around one of our small little villages. So we were fortunate to only lose just one.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do we know, I don't know if we know the conditions under which that person passed away yesterday?
He was in a small trailer outside his residence, and the trailer, of course, was picked up by the wind, storm. Nothing's been confirmed yet, and this thrown, and he died from the injuries he received.
Sorry to hear that. Do we know, in terms of other damage, though, it sounds like you said everything else, where was it? I don't know if, and I guess it's hard to say at this point, too, if it was one tornado or how many there were. Does it seem like most of the damage was isolated to that particular incident in that area?
Yes. We're looking at probably, as the crow would fly, 7 to 10 miles, it was on the ground, and taking out anything in line structure-wise. Lost some homes and barns. Things like that.
Okay. How big is your community in terms of, I wonder if you can give us a sense of the proportion of how much damage you guys have suffered?
Well, where the area, of course, it's minor to where the whole area of the county, but like I said, fortunately it didn't hit any of the towns or villages in White County, but it's a very rural county, probably 14,000-15,000 total residents. And I'm thinking there's 500 some odd square miles in White County.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of help this morning, how are you folks faring? Who's out there to help with cleanup and pickup?
Well, we're very fortunate. Of course, when the first incident happened last night, we had numerous local police departments, ambulance services, fire departments. We couldn't ask for a better response from our local EMS. And then today, basically, we're just dealing with cleanup of the electric lines, electric poles, trying to get everything cleaned up, get the county roads cleaned up so that the electrical companies can get in and get the lines replaced. I think they said something like 80 poles they were going to have to replace, and that was just one. We have two different electrical companies that are involved, and one, I talked to a gentleman, he said that they would have to replace at least 80 poles.
Wow, okay. So damage, but Thankful, as you said, that it was in a rural area. Our thoughts are with you guys. This is thanks for talking to us. Sergeant Bird Huber with White County with the Sheriff's Department. Thanks for taking the time this morning, Sergeant.
Thank you.